Blog Talk Radio.
Let me feel God through it.
Y'all like that? Sing just a little bit with us. Come on. Rock of ages,
yes,
help for me,
yes,
let me hide,
yes,
myself in thee.
Yes,
I get tired.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
It's
good to have a rock.
Is that what
firm
is that?
Foundation. Yes, sir. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God today for blessing us to be able to witness Jesus as in being our rock. No, that's a blessing within itself. We can say that we have a Savior. And some even can say they have a friend in Jesus. They have a relationship. They know him. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God today how he blessed us to be able to gather again. We thank him for how he has kept us thus far. He gave us a special blessing. If you don't think you blessed, hallelujah. If you don't think you're blessed to just start, think about what God has done for you. And what he, not only what he has done, Calvary, but what he's still doing. He's still giving us and allowing us to have salvation, even giving us answers to our problems. And even and in that, in the answer that it gives, he not only died and he lived the perfect life before us to show us how that it could be done in this flesh. Oh, praise the Lord, in this flesh. He did that, and then he went away and he sent a comforter, Reb, that will help us, and we come to know that comforter that will still help us as we try to journey through. Praise the Lord. We just want to thank him today. I like a little participation, if you will, today. Some may participate in silently listening, but as long as you praying, that's all right. Some may be coming, hoping and expecting, but as long as you praying and expecting to receive from God, then we count that as a blessing. I want to deal with revelations today. Praise the Lord. Revelations. That third chapter of Revelation. Praise the Lord. We want to thank God. We want to go to God in prayer. If you have some on your heart, we here. Praise the Lord. If you want prayer, we here. Praise the Lord. If you want a closer walk with thee, we're going to help you get that closer walk with thee as God blesses us. As he blesses us, we want to be a blessing. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If there be no further ado, I don't see any hands go up. But if someone have some on their heart, pressing urgent, we hear that. If we don't do it before, we'll do it after. But I don't see any hands up as of yet. If you're a first time calling and it's not sure how to get in, just press that one button and it'll tell you. You're now in the host queue. And then when we open you up, it'll say unmuted and then let you know that you are fully connected and we can hear you. So as we go to God in prayer, we want to tell him thank you for the gathering of the saints. Praise God. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful, God, of your mercy. Thank you, Father, how you allowed us to assemble here. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing. We ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us in your word today.
Yes.
Lord, we want to tell you that we love you. Thank you for an opportunity that you've given us where one may come and edify another. One may pray for one another, that we may practice our love for each other. And as we love each other, we know if we're loving each other, we're loving you. We're doing hallelujah. We lifting you up, Father God. We all the glory, all the honor goes to you, none for ourselves. But we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, that we may love you and love one another. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Bless the messenger and all those that turned aside to hear thy word. Let your word have a free course in our hearts, in our minds. Let us go forth with any, not any hindering spirit, but let us come together that you may be in our midst. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it all, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is a real familiar book. A lot of people are a little afraid of this book we call The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Many know it as Revelation. And some, the elders used to say Revelations with the S. But here, just as Genesis is the beginning of the book, Revelation is the beginning of a consummation. It is a divine program of redemption, and it is brought to fruition, and the holy name of God is vindicated before all creation. Now, here this revelation, many know it as experience that John had on the island of Patmos. Praise the Lord. Although there was numerous prophecies in the gospel and of the epistle, Revelation is the only New Testament book that focuses primarily on prophetic events. If you are all through Revelation, you'll read it, that it has prophetic events. Oh, praise the Lord. It is titled, means unveiling of discourses. Praise the Lord. This book here is unveiling of characters and programs of God. It was penned by John during this his exile on the island of Patmos. As I said, this revelation, it centers around visions and symbols of the resurrected Christ, who alone has authority to judge the earth, to remake it, and to rule it. Listen, he has the authority. Many Pharisees, Sadducees had the questions and asked him about what authority, but this lets you know right there, Jesus Christ has the authority to rule righteous. The title of this book in the Greek text, it is, praise the Lord, it is Apocalypse, which meaning Revelation of John. It is also known, praise the Lord, in many other different translations of the word apocalypse. It actually just means, children, it means unveiling a discourse, praise the Lord, of or revelation. Unveiling. Here in this revelation, it talks about different events. It unveils things, praise the Lord. And better title comes from the very first verse, praise the Lord. The revelation as a revelation which is about Christ. Both are appropriate because of the undefiled contents of this book. It should be not called revelation. Well, with the S, but it should be called revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Herein this revelation of the third chapter. Revelation, the third chapter. You have the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. He is that that Holy Spirit with all his power, grace, and his operations here, Revelation 1 through 6, the epistle to the church at Sardis. Praise the Lord. Sardis, these were seven given, if I think I'm correct, and it represents the angels of the churches, and which went about, and he talks about in this different ones and their status. Praise the Lord. It says, dealing with the first verse, and it says, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. This is Jesus Christ. It's in red here. He's talking to the church to Sardis. He said, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. See, many people walking around thinking they are living, but they are. But if you just know the scripture and do nothing about the things that you know, then you are considered dead, hallelujah, and you're having dead works. But when you believe that, when you study and you read it and you believe it and accept it to be the truth, then your works become alive. And it says he tells them to be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Praise God, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. He tells them, remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. See, many say that they when you live carnal, when you live carnal, you don't, and you're not watching, praise the Lord, then know not whether which way the Spirit moves, and you can't understand the Spirit. See, and then you don't realize that we are this is a spiritual thing, and if you're going to worship God, you got to be in spirit and in truth, and how that spirit in truth works is a daily thing, a daily seeking after him, and then to be in fellowship, and to be in fellowship, and when you're in fellowship, there's going to be some meditation going on. You're going to be thinking about the Lord. You're going to be, now that you found the Lord, you realize that that's not the end of the search, but it is only the beginning, that I may seek after him while he may be found. And when he gives instructions and warnings, I will govern myself accordingly to those instructions and them warnings. Then I will understand, and I will come to know that since I'm seeking after him, then I won't know that maybe the exact time that when he shall come, but the size of the time will get my attention, and it will cause me to do something about my life. Hallelujah. It'll cause me to be govern myself accordingly, and I will be careful with how I love one another, how I treat one another, and am I ready to stand before him in judgment. That's how when you hear and say a lot of times, oh, I know I'm going to heaven because he have done the things that are listed here in the book. And it tells you, study to show yourself approved. See, and that works. Yes, hallelujah. See, when you are confident in God because you have done the things, you have been obedient to what the word says, then you will know, hallelujah, the outer people, they will not know, but those that are following Christ, they will know, they will have a gumption, they will feel and yearn because they've been yearning for his returning, hallelujah, so they will feel they will feel that it is getting late in the evening. Hallelujah. They will feel that time is winding up. They feel that the days are become short. They come to know that if they have more time behind them than they have before them. So but how you really get eternal security, how they're really to be Getting eternal security is continually living every day like it's your last day, or every hour like it's your last hour. That's what will seal it up for you. But to be so confident to think that you don't have to strive any more, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself, because here in verse 3, there, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. See, one thing about it, when you repent unto God, he is just and faithful to forgive you. Because when you repent, you realize you're confessing that I have done wrong, and I have odd sin and come short of his glory, and I must fix that I have done while I have time. See, that's when you don't abuse grace. When he's given us time to repent, space and time to repent, we need to do something about why he's giving us that time. He's not just giving it you time for you to just enjoy life's pleasures over and over again, but he's giving you that you may get it right before it's too late. Remember, the Lord Jesus is that Holy Spirit with all his power, grace, and operation. The hypocrisy and the lane and the decay in religion are sin's charge upon Sardis here. Oh, hallelujah. By one who knew that church very well. Hallelujah. See, all you right. may fool us, but by you have a form of godliness, but only God really knows the heart. He told them, I know thy works. Hallelujah. I found thy works. Oh, hallelujah. I have not found thy works perfect before God. So remember, you know, God had this thing for us because he knew us before time. He knew us before the womb. He knew them, hallelujah, before the womb. He knew what their capability was. He knew what their destination was. But he said, remember, therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore that thou shalt not watch, I will come up thee on this as a thief. He'll come up on some as a thief because they're not watching. They're not watching. Oh, hallelujah. They're not concerned with it. They think it's just a fairy tale. It had become cliche to them. Oh, you know, the Lord is coming back. Oh, they don't hear it from eons of time till it have left its original form, but yet it is still hold true. He said it was going to come up them as a thief. And thou shalt not know what hour, because you're not watching, you're not paying attention, you don't know what hour when he will come, hallelujah, yes, upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, and have not defiled their garments. They haven't defiled their garments. There's a few still holding on, Brother D. There's a few still holding on, Reverend Brian. Those are coming out to teachings, to try to know more of them, to get the instructions.
All right.
What we're given here, instructions here that you may get closer, that you may be spiritually successful. You know, if you give other things added to you, then that's just blessing. But we were mostly concerned about your soul. Yeah, he know you need a car. Yeah, he know you need a home. Yeah, he know you need finances. But we're coming after that spiritual man that it may become strong.
Okay.
Holy spiritual man where one may love another. Spiritual man where we may follow the Lord, holy, because we love him. Hallelujah, because we want to be in the inner court. We want to be in that number. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
Thou
right.
hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white. Oh, that's a promise right there. For they are worthy. And how you find yourself to be worthy when you have accepted his blood and his accepted what he did, the sacrifice he made, and his blood will cover you. Then you, by your repentance, you're washing yourself. By trials and tribulation that you're going through, you're being clean, because it said if I suffer with him, I'm gonna reign with him. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
If I walk close enough to him, he'll let me know. My mother told me long time ago, if you live close enough to God, hallelujah, he'll let you know. He'll let you know what's going on.
All right.
He has a few names, even the thought of, which I would have not defiled the garments, and they shall walk with me in white. They haven't defiled themselves. Hallelujah. They kept themselves pure before the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk with me in white, for they
all right.
are worthy. And he that, listen, here's another promise. He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Oh, hallelujah. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. Okay, we realize and we know that faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. So when you open up to him, when you really open up to God, God will speak to your spirit. How do you think you have holy dreams sometimes? How do you think he showed you how when people plotting against you? That's the Lord speaking, because he's omnipresent. He knows what's going on everywhere.
Right.
And if you just confide in him, it's good to ask us for prayer, that we may pray and go into the world. But it's good for you to talk to God as well, because he'll let you know. Be careful if you're reading and studying his word and trying to please him. He's going to let you know what's going on. So he'll whisper back at you. He that had an ear. It's right there in verse 6. If you have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Which these things say ye that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the keys of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Listen, he told them as well, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Thou hast a little strength and has kept my word and has not ordained, have not denied my word. The best thing you to do, you may not be true to nobody else, but make sure you be true to God. Hallelujah. These are promises. This whole book, not even only this book, but from Genesis all the way to Revelation is an open book. Hallelujah. If you open the book in faith, pray before you read, the instructions are given all through it how you may make heaven your home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And how you may live this life spiritually successful. You may not have succeeded in a lot of things, but make sure you succeed spiritually. Hallelujah. But he told them, I know your works. See, God know us. Hallelujah. He know our going out and our coming in. He know our deeds, if they're done from a true and pure heart. But he that is holy, hallelujah, these things said, he that is holy, hallelujah, and he that is true, and he that has the keys of David, hallelujah, he has. He that openeth and no man shutteth and no man can open it. God will let you succeed. Hallelujah. Even when others around you don't want you to succeed. This church, he knew their works and he warned them. Hallelujah. And he also reminded some of these promises. Hallelujah. If you stay true and stay holy, hallelujah. If you open up and don't close your ear when I'm trying to tell you, even if it's coming through a vessel you don't want to hear it from, but God will let you know. Hallelujah. When it is from him, because he said, my sheep will know my voice. But over there, hallelujah, over there in the first chapter, hallelujah. He said, oh, praise the Lord. He told them, hallelujah, maybe the second chapter, but he told them, he has someone against us, and it's not only to them, but it's to us as well. He told them, second revelation. Even you'll find it round about that fourth verse. He said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Think about
imagine
it.
Imagine that.
Oh, are we that. Loving God the way we used to love him when we first met him?
Yes,
we're so excited about our Christianity.
Yes,
Oh, hallelujah. When we felt like we might not have said it, but we felt like it, we was highly favored mm-hmm. and blessed of the Lord. We wanted to tell everybody about it, and we just wanted to love on each and everybody. But as time has went on, we find ourselves, some have found themselves being cold. Some have found themselves starting to close themselves off from others. You found yourself not being as lovable as you could be. You have this against us all that have left us love. So my question to you this evening, have you left your first love? Hallelujah. Have you left your first love? Do you love God the way you used to? Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Think about it, because when you love him, you're going to follow after him. Oh, hallelujah. When you love him, you're going to be good because you love him. Hallelujah. Not to be lifted up or no fame be pointed at you. Hallelujah. But because of who he is and what he has done and how he has set me free. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This epistle here to these churches. Hallelujah. Take note of it. And you may read it. I don't want to take up all the time but go through it, but you can finish out this whole chapter. And I ask you, what church are you? What church have you become? Hallelujah. Are you Sardis? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you? Hallelujah. Philadelphia. Are you Laodicea? Oh, hallelujah. What church have we become? Hallelujah. If you find yourself that you have not been loving him the way you used to love him, return. Repent and praise come back to him. Repent and come back to him. While the blood, elders used to say, while the blood is yet running warm in the vein, your heart, your pitter-patter when you hear, if you're talking about Jesus, he that still should warm your heart because he's a friend of mine. This is my Savior. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was catching rib until I just... got in, but that song, I was already thinking about the Lord, but that song, yeah, I had a rough day, but that song kind of pepped me up, because I remember that he is my rock, hallelujah, he is my shortest shield, rock of ages, clip for me, let me hide myself in thee. I know I get tired, I get weak, I get worn, but I read, and he said, you had something to do, but I read in your word, and I know Jesus, oh hallelujah, I know Jesus, hallelujah. This is the one that has me. Though I may have a little strength, but I know Jesus. He gives me more strength. I know hallelujah. He's my rock. I can run to him when I get weary and worn. Oh, hallelujah. When my heart gets overwhelmed, he stirs up that love in my heart and makes everything all right. Hallelujah. This is the one we're talking about. This is the one that penned it. This is the one that allowed John to go to the Alamo Patmos and had it be pinned. Oh, hallelujah. This is the one that tells us, I know thy works. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the one that let us know to study and to show yourself approved. He know your works. He know if you're giving it your all, or he know if you have stepping. Hallelujah. But before, before you knew yourself, he knew you. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah. So if you're holy, continue to be holy. If you're true, continue to be true. For he had the key of David. And he will open up that door and no man shut it. And he will shut a door and no man can open it up. But he know your works. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if you just keep on with a little strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what I have for you today. Hallelujah. We can continue it on, but as we continue, hallelujah, we may shoot for Monday, but as we continue, what church are you? Or what church have you become? Hallelujah, knowing that your body, hallelujah, is the temple, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. Yep. Hallelujah. So you may not get it into a building, but you are still the church. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Give God somewhere to dwell. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, tell it.
Give him somewhere to dwell. Give him somewhere to work with. Hallelujah. He may commune with you. He wants to commune with you. Hallelujah. But he already know your works. Why don't you take full advantage of that door that he have opened before you? This Holy Bible, it is an open book that opens. It's like a book with all the answers in it. And God has given us this test, but he already gave us this Holy Bible with a book that's open. And whatever we don't understand, go in, hallelujah, I read in the scriptures, if you go to him in secret, he's going to reward you openly. Oh, hallelujah. But God bless you. Hey, God bless you. This is what I have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Rev, it's funny. I was sitting there trying to stay on mute and come off mute, trying not to come off mute and stay on mute, but the word is so powerful. I'm sitting there listening to you as I'm trying to get in. And you tell how it's like an open book. I tell my family every morning I go.
I think it fell off a little bit. Praise the Lord.
What you say, brother? What'd you do, fall off?
Yeah, I think it fell off a bit.
I hit the mute button again. I'm in the truck. I've been trying to stay on mute, but Rev got so hot there, I just had to hit the one. You know, but I tell my family every morning in my Zoom call that there's a scripture for whatever you're going through.
Yeah.
I walked in the house yesterday when I got home. My wife, I heard she'd been going through a little sickness. And when she got the tub, I noticed her clothes. She had them balled up in her hand. And I looked at her. I was getting ready to cook for her. And I said, what's wrong with you? And she said, nothing. I said, girl, I've been with you 37 years. You know I know better. And she just started crying. And when she started crying, I grabbed her by her chin and held her head up. I said, we're not going to do that. We got something we can do. And crying is not it. I said, don't you know God already answered your prayer? God already know what you need. I thought
Praise
he just wants you to call on him, but he already answered. I'm going to show you there's a scripture for it. He said, before you call, I've already answered. He said, while you were just speaking, I've already heard you. Yes, he already know it. I said, we're not going to do that. And I'm listening to Rev today as he teaches, I'm like, you know, if he sees the little birds, they ain't got to worry about food. They don't work a job. They don't punch the clock, but he feeds them. What you think he'll do with that? What would he do with us?
That's the whole
thing. Rev went a little further with it. And Rev said, it's a test. But you got the answer. There's a scripture for every. I don't care what you're going through in life, brother. There's a scripture for it. I was riding along and I tried to put the phone on mute because I asked you, I started to get full. Just knowing God. Real said, what church do you belong? Your body is a temple. What church do you belong to? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I truly thank God for the word. I was riding along this way. I looked at my clock. I said, boy, you cannot miss the service today. I looked at the phone and said 4:37, 4:43. I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to me a spiritual song real quick. I listened to the Southern Faith singing Jesus Will. I looked at my phone and said 4:58. I said, let me get on. Let me get on.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's just nothing like wanting to hear the word. I get excited when
go.
I hear God's word. It's just excitement to me. It makes my heart, you know, where I can hear God's word. I'm so glad that I know.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad that I know. So glad that I was once a sinner.
saved by grace.
Oh, brother.
Thank you.
And
brother
I just D. tell God, thank you.
Brother D.
In the name of Jesus.
Brother,
yes, sir.
Brother Carl, can I come to you like this? I mean, there was a. There's two things I want to look at, but the earth is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The world that they did dwell therein.
He founded it up on the sea and established it on the floors.
Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart. He did not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness of God of his salvation. This is a generation of them that seek him. That seek thy face, O Jacob. Here we go, Brother B.
Yeah.
Look what he said. Lift up your head.
They didn't use no sleep. They didn't use no shout out. They didn't use none of that stuff. He said it was what? In the blood of the Lamb.
Blood of the Lamb.
He said, therefore.
Yes,
he said, therefore.
Yes,
therefore. Are they before?
Yes,
all day before the throne of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said,
thank
he said
you,
therefore,
Jesus.
Are they before
yes,
the throne of God
yes,
and serving
thank
him?
You,
hold up now. Hold up now. Hey, here we go. We're going to get in trouble, Robert Henry. We're going to get in trouble, brother.
Mm-hmm.
They serve them what? Day and night. They don't cut,
yes,
cut God. They serve them day
mm-hmm.
and night. You can't put
and
God
night.
In a corner and keep picking him up. He's going to be like a, he gonna be like a kid one day. He's going to be like somebody else. Oh, you can't pick me up and turn me off. It's going to come a time that while the blood is still running warm, you able. But
that's
you
it. That's it. That's
that
it.
Too long. Because
yeah.
he might call
that's
you
it.
At the later night. He
I
might call you
mm-hmm.
in the morning. I don't
yes,
know when your morning
yes,
going to be, but I'll tell you, he said they're going to be front of the throne day. In night. Is I'm still there, y'all?
In night.
Y'all still with me?
Mm-hmm.
He
in
said,
book.
Night.
In, book.
In his temple. In his temple. And that they sit on the throne and shall dwell among them. I'm almost through, Reverend Henry. They shall hunger
mm-hmm.
no more.
Come on.
That's what we just read a while ago, them. They shall hunger
yes, sir.
No
yes,
more.
Sir.
That's what we said a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they shall hunger no more. Neither thirst any more. Neither shall there be what? Sunlight on them. Nor any heat. But what was it? Watch this now. Watch this. For the Lamb, if that's Jesus
mm.
Christ, y'all, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit. He's going to feed them, God. He's going to feed them on the throne. And
thank
then when
you,
he feeds them, he said, look what he said, and shall lead them, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, unto the
mm.
living fountain of water. Hey,
mm-hmm.
so he said, and
yes,
God
yes,
shall
yes,
wipe
sir.
Away. All they did
yeah,
was
all
they
cheese.
Behold, the devil should cast some of you into what? Prison.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That you
mm-hmm.
may be what? Tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get all, I had to read all that, Brother D. I had to read all of that just to get to this part right here. I had to read it all,
mm-hmm.
man. I couldn't leave this now. He said,
come
for beat thou faith. For beat
thou
faith.
Unto death.
For
mm-hmm.
beat thou faith.
Unto death.
For beat thou faithful. For beat
mm-hmm.
thou faithful unto death. And I was, hey, give thee
a
crown.
Yeah.
Oh,
a crown.
A
crown.
Yes.
Yes. A crown.
I want my crown.
Under
a crown.
I
book,
give
right?
you a crown.
Yes,
he said, our crown of life. He said, and then he go, Reverend Henry, look, Reverend Henry. He that have an ear, let him
mm-hmm.
hear what the Spirit said unto the church. And he that overcomes did not be hurt of the second death.
Thank you,
Lord. I sent the case
that's
behind.
It.
That's all
it.
That was Reverend Henry. But it was so much fire there, man. We keep saying we're going to work the
God.
Next week. Reverend Henry, we might not be on the road. We might not be here, Reverend Henry. We might not be here next week.
That's it, bro.
If you
mm-hmm.
think this day
mm-hmm.
really promised, you really don't know how the day gonna end. We really don't
mm-hmm.
know how it's gonna end.
We
really
not guaranteed
not
tomorrow.
Know how the day gonna end. We don't even know how the
that's
next
it.
Minute gonna end.
That's
we don't
it,
know how the next second
it.
Gonna end. We got so much faith that we know what's going to happen 2 hours from now and 30 minutes from now. We don't
mm-hmm.
know. God got
that's
that hour
no.
and time for
yes,
every man's life. Hey, you better get to know him. You better, that's what
mm-hmm.
Reverend Thomas is one of those. He preached, you better get to know the man. Hey,
mm-hmm.
eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Yes, and
heard. I don't care how intellectual you are. I don't care
that's
how charismatic you are. You do not know. I don't care what school you done went to. I don't care how many degrees
mm-hmm.
they put behind your name. You do not know the hour. Hey!
You don't know. According to Scripture, you just don't know.
Yes, sir.
You may not have tomorrow,
I'm
but we got it right now, bro. We
got
right now. Yes, sir. We got it right now.
I got more.
That's
good.
Man, no, it's not.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I tell you, my brother,
Jesus.
I'm just dumbfounded when it comes to praising God's word.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm dumbfounded, and I'll let nothing separate me. I let no man quench God when the Lord is moving it.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I'm just so dumb that I just can't get enough of him. I can't get enough of him.
Well,
I just
know,
like
I gotta
to
do
tell God, thank you.
Brother, I got to do this here, man. To Reverend, he's been on fire. You came in with your testimony.
Yes, he
and
did.
And I just wanted to just do that little bit.
Is up today.
He already gave me. I just put some vegetables on the side of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's how we got a full meal.
Yes,
but you know what I'm about that song? Y'all know what I'm about that song?
Thank you,
you know
yes, sir.
About
yes, sir.
Y'all know what I'm
yes,
about that song?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Tell
yes,
me,
sir.
Tell me, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Lord.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This might be real.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Joyful Lord, and praise God, holy man.
get it right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You don't know. Think about it now. Think about it. Reverend,
Reverend,
like he did, Brother D come in with his testimony, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I'm going to tell you, if you are a worshiper, that's what the scripture said. See, he said he don't hear a sinner's prayer, but he hears a worshiper.
That's what he said.
If you are a worshiper, he hears you. What you mean by that? I'm not talking always about this somebody what we did a while ago, you know, how praising and worship. I'm talking about you trying to live in his word. He told them to teach them the commandments. He told them to teach them his ways. He told them to tell man to take a conscious effort to come towards me. And watch this, Reverend. Once you come towards God, it's not biblical, but let me say this. If you take one step to God, just one step, in spiritual step, not in a physical step, because a lot of people come to church, help me, Holy Spirit, believe in the same condition they left, they came in. But if you come spiritual to them, I heard Rev said, I heard D said, the temple you got is of the Lord. He gave you that temple. He gave it to you. Don't defile it. Somebody said, how do you defile it? You defile it with things is not pleasing to God. And somebody said, what is that? We don't have to go down the road fornication. We don't have to go back down the road liars. We don't have to go down that road killers. We don't have to go down hypocrite. We don't have to go down that road. We all know that if you have the Holy Ghost, it will convict you after you make a sin. How you have the transgression of sin have came forth and manifested itself out of you. it will cause a conviction if you're a true child of God. Asking God, tell God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yes.
If ever a man showed us how to say sorry, with this one man here. I don't know last time y'all read this from him. Let me, y'all don't mind if I just read this? We're trying to open up the door right now. Y'all don't mind? I'm going to leave you along with it. I know we've been on here too long for some people, but let me tell you, this may be your last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go to hell,
my brother going to be there a lot longer.
I'm not going to be long. I'm going to say this. Hide thy face from my sin and blot out all of my iniquity.
Created me.
A clean heart.
Clean heart.
Renew a right spirit.
Within me.
Take not thy Holy Spirit. Hey, that didn't work to me. The joy of thy salvation.
With
thy free spirit. Hey, you know what he said, brother? Once he did all that, then will I teach. That's what he said. Transgression.
You
hear what I said? He said, transgression thy ways. And sinners shall be converted unto the least. Oh, that's in the book now. Oh, David told me that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But I just want you to know,
Thank you, Lord, you can be the same one.
You can be the same today. Come to Jesus. If you don't know him, if you do know him, you fell short in this day or this time. Come back to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Come on back.
You don't have to tell us nothing. Give your hand to the preacher, but give your heart to God. And let God work on. We're not going to judge you. And watch this. If God, I know ain't no if to it. When God forgive you, it's forgave you. He don't remember.
It's forgave.
Only to come back up if you go back and repeat it again. It won't because he So I told you going back now. God gives us a free will to serve him. I don't care how intellectual. I don't care. You make him teach better, Reverend and I and Brother D.
But I'm telling you, that won't
get you to heaven. Because it was a man.
He said,
did I heal?
Did I cast that in your name?
I'm just saying what the Bible says. The word would not come back. It's got a lot of people fooled because you hear people speaking under the anointing, they say. You know what I'm talking about? Because how God be healing people, how God be delivering people. But then so he's saying it's coming out of God, what God can do. God used people like that all the time. But it don't mean they're going to make it easy.
Yes, he will.
It don't mean they're going to make it easy. They have to get their needs. They have to work. I can imagine that guy said, I done got all these people who came before you and prayed you done this for me, and now I can't make it in because you didn't hear your message. You didn't hear your message. You was a good messenger, but you didn't hear your message. See, he don't want us to be doers, what we say, hearers only, but doers of thy word. That's what
doers
he said.
There's
a lot of people hearing it, but they ain't doing it.
Yes, sir.
Of thy word.
The word got to be, we can't be preaching candy over here. We can't be teaching candy over here. You know what I'm talking about? We can't be having your hat running around with cabbage and sins all on you. We're trying to go, go to the dentist office. You leave what you tell them, no cabbages. You know, and we had to fix you today. And somebody said, how is that going to happen? It was the blood.
Nothing but the blood.
Thank you.
So come to Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. If it's not one. Because that's what this ministry is about. It's about anybody who's ministering, it should be by salvation. When it's all said and done. It should be about salvation. I know we talk a lot, but it should be about salvation. It should be that when you left this place, Reverend Henry, what he brought forth, and then some of the, we call them the nuggets and the the discord that we try to come behind, that meat he had, we put some vegetables on there. And if you couldn't get none out of all of that, it won't be because the word wasn't going for it. It's because you chose the way, and your choice was, well, I want to stay where I'm at. Somebody said, well, you don't know where I'm at. God does. God knows every person on this song right now.
Know your work.
Every idle thought in your mind, he knows it right now.
Tell him again, right? He know your work. He knows your work.
He knows all about
know
work. That's what the book says. Yeah, that's what the book says.
Book
I
know
mean,
your work.
The book says he knows everything. So we won't say this, and somebody said, well, y'all should be begging for them folks to come over, get off and do the wind. It's at that time. The Bible said, until he come, Reverend Henry, until he come, Brother D, it's going to be a great falling away.
Falling away.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is that right about it?
Mm-hmm. Great falling away.
A great falling away.
Yes, sir.
We believe that, don't we? Don't we believe that?
And look at it, bro, for those that feel like we are begging and begging on our hands, and we do that because once you have tasted of the holy gift, you want your brothers and sisters to feel what you feel.
Okay.
That's why we beg for you all to come. That's why Reverend Eric wants to go and can't. That's why Reverend Henry crying and can't stop. That's why Brother D do the little bit that he do, because when you have tasted of when you know God for yourself, when you know it for yourself.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise
God. When you know God for yourself, sister and brother, you want your brothers to feel it. You want your brothers to see.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you.
Yes.
Tell God, thank you.
Yes, sir.
You're going to just tell him, thank you anyhow. Lord, just thank you.
Thank you.
You're so good to us.
When you say, I want seven gov, I couldn't cry sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I hear you, boy.
Ooh.
I get you. I hear you.
Every day.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's brilliant.
Yes, sir.
That's brilliant. That's really brilliant. That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Praise God.
Well, I'm like the words. I don't want no rock crying out for me.
Yeah.
I don't want no rock crying out to do it for me.
Yes, sir.
That's there. That's there. I don't want no rock crying out for me. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we can we're gonna be back in Revelation Monday, then, huh? We'll come back and Lord,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. If we got Brother D doing what he's doing right now, we got to get back in. If we got me on the phone, and you got others on the phone, listen. And we all put our little vegetables and meat on the table and bread and knives and cutting that thing. You know, go down that road, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful lesson, beautiful ministry, man. We just believe he's happy right now. That he said September the 21st, 2023, that he made this day appointed for every man to be here and every child of God to be here. I'm not saying we're the only one lifting them up right now. I'm just saying we're going to lift them up. How about that?
He is
our Lord and Savior. Yes, sir. I love him, man, because he's been so good to us, man. He's been so good to us.
Yeah.
He's been better to us. We've been to even our own self, man. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend. Man, that's pretty good, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for your prayer.
Right,
you
know?
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank
you for the word today.
Thank you for your prayer.
We can go on down that road, brother.
Yes, sir.
Feel like, you know, yeah.
Yes, sir. Because he said, if you just have a little strength. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I just had just a little something, and I handed the ball off to rib and he ran it on me. And you know, we perform this same way at church. Because we're one, our pastor taught us, we're one, edify another. You know, we can rejoice. You know, I can rejoice when someone else teaches, because it's all about Jesus and him crucified and our love for him. So when if you're talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. If you're talking about my friend, quite naturally, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to rejoice because what he's done for me. And when you help me be reminded how he has set me free. You help me be reminded before I call, he will answer. You help me be reminded what I'm going through. That's how we can be happy when one another help, when we help one another. So I thank God for it. I thank God for it, and I welcome it. I welcome it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you can't very well sprinkle perfume without some of it getting on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And you can't very well love without God allowing love to be returned back unto you. Oh, hallelujah. And if we forgive, oh, hallelujah. And if we have mercy, how much more would our Heavenly Father forgive us and have mercy on us because of that thing that we desire to be? Hallelujah. We show it to one another. This is how people know that we are Christians. Hallelujah. By our love. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. By how compassionate be to concern. Hallelujah. For one another, even just like it is when it's at our front door. Hallelujah. Be just that more concerned when you hear somebody else's tribulation. You ask God to have mercy. You ask God to care for that one. Hallelujah. Just like it's you. Hallelujah. Because we are, look at this. We are in the same body. And no man should be willing to cut on their own flesh. Oh, hallelujah. So why would I cut on my brother's flesh? Hallelujah. But mend it. Hallelujah, and pray for it that it may become stronger. Hallelujah, but God bless you. Just thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Oh, thank you for those that even turned aside and just to listen, because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Hallelujah. He'll draw. Hallelujah. One thing about a spark. If you don't watch that spark, it'll turn into a fire. Hallelujah. And that fire would burn, and hallelujah, will burn and will set ablaze, and others will look on to see. Come here, burning bush. Oh, hallelujah, that is consumed not, but we thank God for you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for turning aside. We ask that you keep us in prayer. Hallelujah. And strive for the things that make peace, where one may edify another. And let's remember that we should always, oh, hallelujah, pray and let God have his way. Hallelujah. Let him have his way, even if it's a trial and tribulation. Don't resist it, but welcome it, because then it may purge you and make you better for him. A tree that's dead, the only way it's going to get some life, the dead branches have to be cut off. Hallelujah. But we have a source here that we're trying to render unto you. That source of life is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. We're trying to introduce some to him. We're trying to remind others, hallelujah, that he is still the answer here in September 21st, 2023. Hallelujah. He's still the answer. He's still the answer. Hallelujah. He's still the answer. We thank him. If there be no one else that won't pray, hallelujah. Remember to pray for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember to pray for us.
I want you to lift up the sick and the shut in, man. Lift up the sick and shut in. You know,
thank
if somebody want to pray, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift up the sick and shut in, man. You know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Never,
in the name of Jesus.
Let's keep that lifted up. The people
in the name
are
of
going
Jesus.
Through, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I had a person said that she was told she had cancer, right?
and do this, right? And yeah, that was crazy. And and they will operate emergency operations since you got it real bad, right? So just keep the sick and shut in, man.
Pray for Jesus.
You know, people, you know, the man can say one thing, but God can do another. You know, I hear everything now when I hear that one there. You know, but just keep it lifted up. You know,
yes,
that don't mean it's unto death though. It could be that God get the victory. You know how God does it. You know, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep
Thank
that lifted
Jesus.
Up, Reverend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank God. We thank God for we can entrust Him. Hallelujah. To heal and answer. Not only is He listening to us, but He will answer. Sometimes the answer is not what we want, but we know He will answer. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes we all deserve justice, but now He gives a sprinkle of that mercy upon us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we have to say, like He did in the garden, nevertheless, not our will, Lord, but Thine will be done. Hallelujah. But we're going to ask and we're hoping for, hallelujah, hoping for Him to do what the desires of our heart to heal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come thanking the Lord for this yet another great opportunity that You've given to us that we may come to You, Father, with thanksgiving. Thank You, Father God, for
yes.
last night lying down and our early morning.
Yes.
Our early morning, Father God, we looked upon a day we've never seen before. We tell You, thank You. We lay in the image of dead and You awoken us. You blessed us to see this day and You carried us through this day safely. Oh, Father God, then You allowed us to assemble together where we reason in Your word. Thank You for Your word. Father God, thank You for all these verses that was read unto You. Thank You for clarity of Your word. Thank You for explanation of Your word. Thank You for our mind to be able to receive Your word. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit as You allowed it to witness to us, Father. We tell You, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father God, in advance for what You're going to do with these prayers, these supplications that we're lifting up to You in the name of Jesus. Father God, in our faith, Father God, we feel victory in our faith, Father, and we thank You, Father God. Thank You for lifting up the bowed down head of even Brother D's wife, Father God. Thank You, Father God, for that's another mercy and grace that You've shown unto us. Even He had the strength to tell her and assure that everything is going to be all right, Father. Oh, Father God, those that have been diagnosed and one favorable to their ear, Father God, give them strength. Look upon their special need, Father. Be Thy will in the name of Jesus. We ask You to, bring healing, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Give peace of mind and trouble in mind, the sick and the shut in, Father God. Look upon them as our plea, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Heal the body, Father, the way You see fit, Father. I want to tell You, we love You, but just turning aside, Father God, and blessing us, Father God. Bless us, Father God. We'll be ever mindful to bless You back and give Your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, again, we thank You for this assembly, the message, the messenger. Oh, all the messengers You had to speak. We tell You, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We love You. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we feel victory. Hallelujah. So we're just going to thank You in advance for victory, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Prepare our hearts, hallelujah, for the way that You move. Prepare our hearts that we may be understanding to Thy will and Thy way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank You for it, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh. What
happened? Oh, no. What'd you say, brother?
You sure?
Yeah,
I heard you say something.
Huh? Yeah, I just saying hallelujah, that's all.
Okay, get this. That's the truth.
Belongs to him.
Yeah.
been through some things, but declare it now. Say, oh. No matter what I used to be, say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Oh. Guess who the victory belongs to? Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs,
victory belongs
to him. Victory belongs to him. Really soft, demand, really soft. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs.